Well, details are emerging, new details about Operation Geronimo. That was the code name for the mission that ended with the death of Osama bin Laden. Here to tell us about some other things we're learning, Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent. So, Todd, we're actually getting some pretty good timelines about the entire decision-making process as this mission moved forward in the White House.
Indeed. A briefing yesterday, Celeste, good morning, from John Brennan, special advisor to the president on Homeland Security and National Security. First of all, that word Geronimo, the code name for Osama bin Laden himself. And it was when Leon Panetta, via comlink, told the president and others in the Situation Room that Geronimo was KIA, was killed, that they knew that they had got him. There were some new details coming out of the situation, coming out of the briefing room yesterday, and I'll share a couple of them with you. We know that those two helicopters landed at the compound. We already knew that. Learning now that Americans were confronted by 22 persons on the ground at that compound, five of which were killed, the rest of which not killed or captured, but left there. This was very much a get in, get out, travel light, get Osama bin Laden dead or alive, get out of there. So there were a lot of lucky people on the ground that kept their lives after that Navy SEAL Team 6 got back in their helicopter and took off. One of the other details of the operation that was very, very interesting, Celeste, is that the team that got on the ground, according to John Brennan, they had a good idea that Osama bin Laden lived at the compound. They had no idea that he was actually there until they confronted him face-to-face during the firefight, or at least during the hostilities that ensued, which is a very interesting part of this. When the president made the decision to go, there wasn't complete certainty that he was on site.
Different than no idea. I mean, they had some idea he was there.
Well, they had some idea that he lived there, John, but according to Brennan, no real certainty that he was home.
They did figure that he was in the big building on the third floor, though. They understood that, and they'd done rehearsals on a mock-up of the compound.
And they had to assume that he doesn't go out very much.
Right.
And the rehearsals on the compound is another very interesting part of this, John. I'm glad you brought it up. John Brennan telling reporters yesterday that by the time SEAL Team 6 got on the ground there, this was far from the first time they had run in that building. He did not go as far as to say that U.S. Forces had built models of this place on a base somewhere, or multiple models, but he did say certainly not the first time they had run simulations on a compound exactly like this, leading me to conclude that they had practiced for months, if not years, on a mock-up model of this very compound.
Well, and there are a number of Republican leaders even who are praising Obama and talking about the decisions that he made, not just deciding not to bomb and instead to send military personnel in, but the decision to move forward at every point along the investigation.
The president had several options, contingency plans going into this decision that had been developed over the course of months. Listen to this piece of tape from John Brennan, the advisor on Homeland Security and National Security, talking about what it was like in the Situation Room as the order was given and as members of the National Security team were able to follow the events in real time via comlink with troops on the ground. Listen to Brennan.
It was probably one of the most anxiety-filled periods of time, I think, in the lives of the people who were assembled here yesterday. The minutes passed like days, and the president was very concerned about the security of our personnel. That was what was on his mind throughout, and we wanted to make sure that we were able to get through this and accomplish the mission.
Celeste, the president had many options on the table. They call them COAs, COAs, courses of action. There was a plan for a remote drone strike. That's not a surprise. They could have sent Predators in. They could have bombed that building with fighter jets.
Which was the suggestion.
There was a suggestion to do that. There was a suggestion to simply destroy the building with fighter jets. A suggestion potentially to have a standoff, surround the building, have a siege, take Osama bin Laden alive. Ultimately, they went with the fourth COA, a course of action, get in there with a small team, a strike team, take him dead or alive. Either way they have to, they wound up taking him dead.
And very quickly, the attention in Washington, at least, has now turned to Pakistan, the country where they were moving forward with this mission, but the country that the United States decided to share no information about this operation.
It sure has. Hey, Jay, can we cue up Washington 1? Listen to Senator Carl Levin, chairman of the Armed Services Committee, talking to reporters yesterday about questions that are being asked about how Osama bin Laden could live on that compound for somewhere up to 6 years.
I must tell you, I hope that he will follow through, the president of Pakistan, Hardari, will follow through and ask some very tough questions of his own military and his own intelligence. They got a lot of explaining to do.
They got a lot of explaining to do, he says. Now, Carl Levin is not the only one. Senator Dianne Feinstein is chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, said yesterday her committee is asking tough questions on this as well, and that more and more lawmakers, this is not the first time, but that more and more lawmakers are wondering why we're sending billions of dollars in aid to Pakistan when it's so clear to many of these lawmakers that so many people in the Pakistan security establishment, in ISI, the military, or the government, are not on our side. How did Osama bin Laden stay there for so long?
So that's the questions among many lawmakers, among many Americans. It's how much evidence are they going to get that bin Laden's actually dead? And what's the conversation in the White House about what kind of evidence they will release or won't? Will we get photos or video?
The White House has video and photo evidence of Osama bin Laden's burial at sea. They have photo evidence, obviously, from the scene at the compound.
They've
of
got
his
the whole
body.
Raid on yeah. tape. They got the yeah. whole thing on tape,
it.
Like a Tom Clancy movie.
They have everything, and it was followed in real time, as I said, in the Situation Room. The White House says no decision has been made to release photo evidence, but that, of course, they have that option. We all know how much people in the United States and around the world love photo evidence. Love conspiracy theory. So photo evidence may become possible. Remember, they did.
People
release
may like
it,
photo evidence too, Todd. I mean,
they do. Well, remember upon the death of Uday and Qusay Hussein in Iraq, photo evidence was eventually released to prove to everybody that they were dead. So we may be seeing that evidence in the next couple of days.
Okay, thanks so much, Todd. Todd Zwillick is our Washington correspondent.
Pleasure.